Welcome, change agents. I am so glad that you're here. This is Cheryl Klein, and you're listening to the Fearless Female Leadership Podcast. So, what many of you may not know is that in the last 5 years, my husband Scott and I, we have almost moved to San Diego and then kind of pulled back at the last minute. And so I don't know if you've had a feeling in your gut or in your heart that you wanted to do something and then you pull back. It could be a move. It could be changing careers, going back to school. It could be just about anything. So that was us. And so recently, we are going to pull the trigger and our house is going on the market shortly. And we will be leaving the place where not the house that I grew up in, but I grew up in Northern California. And it was actually quite emotional to one of the tasks that I had to do is write a love letter to our home. That's what my amazing real estate, Dana Green, asked me to do. And even though I'm really ready, it was very emotional because that home for 10 years helped us heal when we were going through a little bit of a rough patch. It was so many celebrations and birthday parties and with friends and family and some tears and like all of it mixed in. And I am so very grateful for that home. And we have the same amazing top real estate agent in Northern California, if not the country, for Compass, who has sold houses for us before, helped me buy the house that we were in. And I am so excited to work with her again as we sell our house now. And I was a little curious that she's now with Compass Real Estate as of, a few years ago. And so I was wondering about Compass and how it grew and how I started seeing Compass signs everywhere. And I'm always intrigued by the best. Our agent Dana is the best in the area. It seems like Compass is just one of the best agencies. So recently I picked up the book, No One Succeeds Alone, by Robert Refkin, and also from what I hear, a lot of help from his amazing wife, Venice. And so I'm halfway through this book. I would really want to share a couple of the lessons learned in here and invite you to read the second half with me, because I will check in with the second half as well. But in previous blogs, if you're watching these in succession, I had written a blog about how to make a big ask, because to Robert Refkin's point, no one succeeds alone. And if you are a woman in leadership or an emerging leader, it's very important for your voice to be heard, valued, and respected even more, that you get comfortable making big asks by people who can help you, that can speak on your behalf when you're not in the room, etc. And so I wanted to share a couple points from Robert Refkin's book, and two of the men, there's so much wisdom in this book, and it's also very entertaining, by the way. One of the things is, if you were not provided with something, it's not a barrier. You can create it. He talks a lot about the importance of relationships, and he did not grow up with a rich kids network. In other words, people who could, hook you up with internships and with jobs and make introductions and all those things. And he actually created his own kind of quote unquote rich kids network. So if you feel like you have a barrier right now, or maybe you don't have something that you feel like others have that will propel them ahead faster, then maybe think about ways of how to create it. In Robert Refkin's situation, he was involved with many, many, many nonprofits because of his mom's research into them, and he began to build his network through the influential people within those nonprofits. And so think about that a little bit and how it might apply to you and helping you to create a network, or champion the network that you already have. And also just the optimism in this book, and that truly speaking my language, that truly nothing is impossible. And I always like to say the only thing we can't achieve is what we cannot see. And this book, No One Succeeds Alone, and Robert and Benice's journey is a true testament to that. And so he does provide, my background being applied, I want to understand if there's clear steps and action items rather than something to being entertaining. And this book is not just entertaining, but it is a guidepost. And there are very, very clear action items. One of them is his 5-step process for success. And I thought I would just share a couple of the steps. If you want to understand really in depth and what they are, of course, I would go grab his book because he goes a lot deeper and relates into them in the stories. But the first thing is to dream big. And also just, I like to say proceed as if success is inevitable. It's not like, how can I get from here to there? But, by dreaming big, start to envision, something as if it's already happened. And it's not planning for it, because maybe you don't have enough clarity yet to plan for it, but maybe envision what that big dream would be. And then the second thing that he talks about is, sketch it out. Sketch out your future. And that is just so, so valuable to start to, fill in the lines with color. In other words, what it would really look like. Because in a sense, you're taking control and you're making your future more clear to you. And then try it. And he's definitely the master of this. I think a lot of times what we don't realize is that a lot of times we see people's huge successes, but we don't see when they try things that fail. And what I've seen is that the most successful people in the world, they do what I think Seth Godin calls they thrash, and they thrash quickly. And so that's number 3 on Robert Refkin's list, is to try and learn from failures and successes. So I think there is really the point being made that if you try something and it doesn't work, it may be a kind of a quote unquote failure, but it's valuable because it's going to give you information for you to move forward. So there's definitely wisdom in successes and failures. And I think some might argue that there's more successes in failures. There's more lessons in failures than there are in successes. So that's number 4. And then dream up a new dream. And that's number 5 that he talks about in his 5-step process for success. And so this is really about taking some agency and also listening to your gut and listening to your heart and taking action and trying. And really another word that just bubbles up in this book is the importance of relationships. In other words, this goes back to making a big ask. But when you're going to make a big ask of someone, think about what is the value, that you bring as well. Because no matter how much experience you have, that you have a different perspective. I love that Robert Refkin talks a lot about his agents, and the people in his company are also mentors to him now because he learns from them. And so just that humility and vulnerability to learn from people who have walked the path ahead of us, who are more senior than us, but also learning, giving and learning to the people who may not have as much work or life experience as we can. So just the amount of wisdom in this book so far, it's been worth its weight in gold. I highly, highly recommend it. And I encourage you to go get it. And as I make my way through the remainder of the book, we'll check in. I would love to know what you think. But just remember, no one succeeds alone. Grab this book, and I can't wait to hear what you think.
If you've enjoyed this episode, follow or subscribe to the Fearless Female Leadership Podcast with Cheryl Klein on whatever podcast platform you use. We'll let you know every time we release a new episode. And if you really enjoyed what you've heard so far, rate and review us too. That's one of the best ways that you can support us and make sure that this podcast keeps going. I also offer a significant library of free mental toughness and high performance videos, worksheets, tips, and other helpful content on my website at www.cherylkline.com, including a fearless female leadership checklist on how to prepare mentally and tactically for your next crucial conversation. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Cheryl Kline, and I look forward to having you back next time. And remember, you are only limited by what you think is possible. Cheering you on always.